if you were asking about which people had been at a party, you might ask the question, blank had been at blank was at the party last night.
They were at the party last night.
I'm going to have to come back.
When you're asking about a speaker's remarks, say you had a speaker at the church, and you didn't go, and you're asking somebody the next day, you might say, blank did he say?
What did he have to say?
Okay. If no one else will look out for them, then you might say they have to look out for
themselves. That's right.
If no one else will do it for him, you might say he had better do it
himself.
Okay. What's made of flour baked in loaves?
Bread.
And when it's made to rise with yeast, what do you call it?
Loaf bread.
Okay. What about other kinds of flour? I mean, other kinds of bread made of flour that you know of.
Wheat?
Yeah, that's it. That's one of them.
Rye? Oh, cornbread. Mm-hmm. You don't want to leave that out, but you don't use the yeast in it, though, I don't think.
Yeah.
It's,
I'm coming to cornbread.
Well, we don't want to dwell on it. That's enough.
What other, do you know of any other kinds of breads not in loaves?
Well, that's cornbread.
Mm-hmm. What about any other kind made of flour? You bake a pan of flour.
Oh, pancakes. Muffins.
Mm-hmm. Now, on cornbreads, you mentioned cornbreads. What do you mean by cornbread? What all does it include?
It's a corn. It's made out of corn.
Mm-hmm.
That's what got you. Flour. Soda in there, salt, and also your sugar.
Now, if it's
and then mix it with usually milk or water.
Or water.
Mm-hmm. Then bake it.
If it's put into round little things in a pan, what do you call that?
It's a corn pones.
Now, is that the long round thing?
No, it's usually round. It's just pone of cornbread is what most of all I've always heard it called.
Uh-huh. What if it's put in a little pan that's got
That's your little individual corn muffins
uh-huh.
or corn sticks.
Do you distinguish muffins and corn sticks?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what
the sticks are long and the muffins mm-hmm. are round.
What about
the muffins are thicker.
Mm-hmm. What about, you say you bake cornbread, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. You bake it.
Do you, have you ever run into cornbread that's cooked on top of
stuff? Oh, yeah, you can fry it. Corn fritters is what my mother used to call it.
What are they?
That's just, makes it just like you make your cornbread to bake, except you fry it. Make it real thin, like a pancake.
Uh-huh.
They're real good.
I like them.
I wouldn't want to stay to diet them because they're greasy.
Yeah. What if you cook the whole, did you ever cook a whole pan full at once?
Oh, yeah. It's a corn pone, they used to call it. Yeah.
What about if you make much the same thing and you put something like onions in it and horseradish?
Oh, you're going to make, you're getting into hush puppies now to make
right,
the fish.
Right, because deep fat.
Yeah. Huh. They're good. They're mighty good.
Did you ever have cornbread made with? Did you ever have cornbread made with hog squeezings, the remnants from hog squeezings cooked in it?
Oh, that's your lard.
Yeah.
What you're talking
when
about?
You cook out lard, you have something left over.
Well, that's the crackling cornbread.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that's a southern. Used to be. They don't have much now. In fact, I don't know if they sell cracklings anymore.
I haven't seen them in the store. I used to love them. I got them from my relatives in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. You have to render your lard out yourself and save your crackling, which actually is the little pieces of fat and stuff that doesn't completely disintegrate when you heat it and mm-hmm. squeeze the oil out of it.